This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Anti-tax protesters in one of Kenya's coastal cities, Mombasa, on Tuesday taunted police, who fired tear gas and gunshots into the air, with protesters hurling back stones as they ran away. Citizens protested across the country as lawmakers sat in parliament to pass the new bill, with many calling for President William Ruto to quit office, as well as voicing their opposition to the tax rises. In Nairobi, at least five protesters were shot dead when police fired on demonstrators trying to storm Kenya's legislature in Nairobi earlier in the day, with sections of the parliament building set ablaze as lawmakers inside passed the bill. Senior UN officials threatened to cut off humanitarian aid across Gaza on Tuesday unless Israel moves fast to better protect aid workers, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Among other things, the UN wants its workers to have direct communications with Israeli forces on the ground. The State Department's Matthew Miller says the U.S. is trying to help both parties decide what to do, but ultimately,
they need to be able to work together to resolve this security situation.
Word of the UN ultimatum comes as a leading hunger authority reports the influx of aid into northern Gaza earlier this year eased the crisis. Refugees International Chief Jeremy Kanindike says that's good news. The bad news is all of Gaza remains at high risk of famine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A $230 million pier project that the U.S. has built off the coast of Gaza to deliver badly needed humanitarian aid to Palestinians in Gaza is running again. The project has faced many setbacks since it was built. The military toured international journalists around the pier on Tuesday, the first time foreign media was able to witness